Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Talk and text 312-981-7200. That is music from White Wolf Sonic Princess from their CD, The Shadow of the Marigold. They are playing this Saturday, June 11th at Uncommon Ground, the one in Edgewater on Devon. And you can check out whitewolfsonicprincess.com. And we have a link on our Facebook page. If you're a fan of our Facebook page, you can go right there and check it out. It's facebook.com/NickDShow. Joining me live in studio are we've got Carla Hayden on vocals. Hi, Carla.
Hi there. Welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show. And we've got James Mahler.
Moeller,
sorry. Can you move up a little bit closer to
sure.
the mic? Yeah. Yep. Okay, James Moeller, how you doing?
Hi, Nick.
Welcome.
Very good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we have Doug Johnson. Hiya, Doug.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for staying up so late. I really appreciate it.
It's great.
You know, I was looking around on your Facebook page, and I saw pictures of Carla, of you with one of my good friends, the great Rich Katofsky.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was in theater for about 20 years.
We love Rich. We are in theater still.
Yeah.
So we have a theater.
Where
company.
Have I seen you guys? Where would we have crossed? Because I was with I was with the Factory Theater for about 15
Black
years.
Black Forest Theater Company is
okay.
our theater company, and we do performance art and theater. We've done it for many years.
Okay, great.
And we have performed at the Abbey Hoffman Fest for about
for years.
You're gonna perform on the 19th?
Yes. We are.
Did you go to the meeting?
Oh,
we
yeah.
did.
it's weird. The space closed down. Angel Island closed down, and they're knocking it down, and it's really sad.
It's
I mean,
serious.
I did a lot of shows there and performed at Abbey, did productions and been in shows, and it was just. And I mean, Rich, you know, he's the godfather of storefront theater, one of my heroes. And just to see that place go is just so melancholy. It's so sad.
Yeah, I cried. At
yeah,
the
I can. I know I can understand. But I love the fact that like in the past week, Rich just kept posting stuff on social media going, come on down, take some things.
Yeah.
So, I got a computer over here. There's some chairs. There's a desk.
Right.
Go ahead, come on, take it. So,
we ended up buying a bird cage from him that was part of American Buffalo.
Yeah,
the last production.
Absolutely, yeah, American Buffalo. Wow, and what a great show to go out on.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Fantastic.
I mean that just one of my best friends was Steve Walker is one of my best friends, and he was
tremendous.
So,
yeah.
Well, anyway, that's where I knew we had somehow crossed paths. We've in the same circles for a while. Mm-hmm. But in addition to the theater, obviously you are musicians,
yes.
and you are married.
No, we're not married, but a long-time couple.
You're together. Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, I've been married twice. I wouldn't want to put that on anybody. Trust me. how did you guys meet? Was it in the performance world?
No, Carla was a friend of my little sister.
Oh, okay.
So it was a slumber party kind of thing.
That's fantastic.
Many years ago. Many years ago. Many lives ago, we've mm-hmm. been through... A lot.
Okay.
A lot
are you
of changes? And...
Are you both from the area? From Chicago?
I was born and raised in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Carla is an Air Force. Brat.
Everywhere.
We traveled around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not everywhere, but we lived overseas a couple of times and ended up in Wisconsin. There was a little Air Force base there up in Anago, Wisconsin, and then which closed down, and then we ended up coming to
That's
Illinois.
That's got to be an interesting life as a kid.
It was very eye-opening,
I
definitely.
Bet. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for my parents, my mom, it was pretty hard, but
I bet.
For
yeah.
us, it was great.
Doug, where are you from, man?
Originally from Washington State.
Oh, okay. And what brought you to Chicago?
I went to school at Northwestern back in the day. And
look at the big brain on Doug.
Pretty much stayed here ever since.
Very cool. Very
He's
cool.
the brains.
All right. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk more with Carla, James, and Doug. And we'll hear some live music as well. The band is called White Wolf Sonic Princess, and it's all one
One word. One
so
thing.
Am I supposed to say it really quickly?
That would help.
Is it White Wolf Sonic Princess? Okay. And you can check out their music on our Facebook page and at whitewolfsonicprincess.com. More with the band here coming up in a couple of minutes, right after we go to the news. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. So get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Text them in, and a little bit later on, we'll start Wild Card Wednesday. Nick DiGilio here on WGN, here till 5 a.m. And that was music from White Wolf Sonic Princess. They are performing this Saturday, June 11th, at Uncommon Ground in Edgewater. In the studio with me are three members of the band, Carla Hayden, James Moeller, and Doug Johnson. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I was just talking to you guys off the air about how, because I'm holding the CD, your CD, in my hand of The Shadow of the Marigold, which is the latest from you guys.
Yes, it is.
Released in April, I believe. Yes,
yes? Correct.
I was just telling you how much I really, really appreciate and like the packaging. With the booklet and the way the art of it. It's a beautiful, beautiful package and a beautiful looking CD.
Thank you so much.
And I guess that was important for you?
Very important. And a good friend of ours, Michael DeBrava, shot the front cover, and Nancy Chambers caught the images of us on the inside.
Right.
The
lyrics are included?
And the lyrics are included.
You know, you don't see that very much. That's, we were just being old people during the break and talking about album covers and getting your seeds out of your pot and stuff with your album covers, which don't exist anymore. Because I have a lot of musicians come in, and rarely do they come in with like a really beautiful packaged CD, which is, I can understand, it takes a lot of money to do that and takes a lot of time. Now, you guys had an Indiegogo campaign for this. Tell me how that worked out for you.
We did really good, very successful. We paid for all the packaging and putting out the CD.
Yeah.
You know? So it was just so gratifying to get fans contributing to the cause.
Yeah.
And they all knew that it was a labor of love.
Yeah.
And, you know, we worked really hard on it.
Well, let's talk individually about your backgrounds in terms of music. So let's start. Carla, let's start with you. When did you start singing? When did you become interested in music?
Well, you know, always interested in music when we were kids. There was a lot of country and western in our house, Webb Pierce and, you know, Hank Williams. And then, but really, it came out of our theater piece. So we, James and I, did theater for a long time, Black Forest. We would do pop-up theater, theater in a bag, and we started making music. Music was a big part of the theater.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to start writing, and that was kind of a thing that led us to that.
You say pop-up theater. Would you do things like what they call flash mobs now?
Well,
did you ever do those kind of things?
Not so much that, but we would go to art events. I guess it came out of, I'm also a visual artist, so I was a painter. So I started showing work, and then we started doing these performance pieces at the theater space.
Right.
I mean, at the galleries.
Yeah.
So it was nice. There was sort of a built-in audience, and we could do really wacky, far out.
Can I
pieces.
Recommend a movie to you guys? I've not read the book, but I did see the movie. Jason Bateman is in it. He directed it, and Nicole Kidman plays his sister. And it's called The Family Fang. And it's about this family, these two kids, younger versions of Jason Bateman and Nicole Kidman's character, who were raised by these two performance artists.
Oh, very.
And brought into sort of flash mob situations, like they would fake rob a bank and they would videotape it or film it and call in. And the movie, first of all, is what kind of effect that it has on these children, that they were part of this weird performance art family,
right.
And that these, what these stunts and how they affected them, and because they're very damaged adults at this point. And the plot of the movie is that the parents, one of whom, the father of which is played by Christopher Walken, obviously,
right.
they have disappeared and are thought to be dead. They find their car wrecked on the side of the road with blood all over it. Of course, Jason Bateman and Nicole Kidman are convinced that this is a ploy, that it's an act, it's a performance piece. So the movie is about them discovering whether or not it is. I've not read the book. I really found the movie fascinating. And it is first of all, it's just really great acting and really great characters, but it's also a movie that brings into focus what is art. Does this fall under the category of art, or is this just crap? Is it just pranks?
Right.
Really
right.
Interesting movie. I think you guys would like it. It's called The Family Fang.
The Family Fang.
Yeah, it's on video on demand right now.
Okay,
so
awesome.
I would love to get it.
That is kind of how we started making theater together, and then we were at the Peter Jones Gallery for many years.
Okay.
A long time until he closed. Mm-hmm. And we had a space there for 10 years, and we would build sets there and kind of work in those sets, and then we started making music kind of out of that.
And now, James, what's your background in music?
So, I started playing guitar when I was like 12, and everybody wanted to be a guitar player, seeing Stones and Beatles.
Yep.
But actually, I played in the kitchen all the time, and what I really wanted to be was a writer, and it was theater is how I kind of got to performance. I read a book by Sam Shepard. It was a collection of short plays, and they were very surreal, odd. For a while, he was writing a play a week, and you could tell.
Shepard's one of my favorite writers. I was lucky enough to have done a couple of Shepard shows.
And he's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be Sam Shepard.
I don't blame you.
And, we did this. We would do this thing called theater in a bag. So we would go to these gallery openings, and I would just write a sketch, or we would just write a quick thing. We'd go in, do it, and then run out. We would have 50 or 60 people there.
It was kind
of
pre-flash mob.
Right.
You guys have to see this movie. I swear to God, you have to see this movie. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, but then, then we started incorporating music into some of the pieces, and people started talking about us as a rock and roll theater company.
Right.
So then, and then the rock and roll just got more and more intriguing.
Yeah. So it was just a process then. It was organic.
It's been a total journey.
It was not a plan. Right. It was
that's
just,
cool.
You know,
right.
kind of.
It's amazing how that happens, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know, you can go someplace and go to a completely different direction.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think when we lost the space at Peter Jones Gallery, we found ourselves in the kitchen. What are we going to create now? How are we going to move forward? And then we did kind of have a tragedy. James' father's passed, and, our lives changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And we just started, we could make a five-minute thing. Oh, we could make another five-minute thing. Oh, we could, and like on Shadow the Marigold, finally, we want a cohesive story that holds together.
This is, if the term concept album doesn't fit, just tell me. But is it similar to that?
It's a cohesive set of music that kind of tells. There's a thread throughout the piece.
Concept album brings to mind,
right.
Jethro telling you blow a bunch of weed. That's what.
Or the wall.
Dark Side of the Moon and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a collection of songs, but there are certain themes that kind of carry through. And originally, I think we had 21 songs. We narrowed it down to 9 that really felt like they told a story and they fit together.
Yeah. Now, do you ever play those other the 11 songs that are the 12 songs that you didn't put?
We do. And
they're still alive?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Some of them are still in the can and, they'll be
working
on the next project.
Yeah.
And then oftentimes, though, you find a song's just not ready. You know, it's
right.
like we did it. We thought it was great. And then you listen, and it's like, no, let's not put that one out.
Doug, what's your background? When did you start?
Third grade, I played a little violin and piano. But the first time I saw an upright bass, I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And, so I started playing in sixth grade and took some lessons and really caught fire with it.
Was that always your preferred instrument of choice?
Yeah, once I discovered it, it really was.
Now, do you play regular bass?
I do. Oh, regular.
Like
bass guitar.
Like bass guitar, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I'm not as well-versed in that, but...
Yeah. It's an entirely different instrument, obviously.
It is.
Yeah.
But I have enjoyed playing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
My real experience is in upright.
Okay.
Like classical, I do a lot of classical freelancing as well, mm-hmm. and some composing and whatnot.
This is a great city to be a freelance musician in, don't you think?
Exactly.
Especially if you're specified, like if you specialize in jazz or classical, you get a lot of gigs here.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I've had a lot of sort of jazz influenced bands in here. And I can't tell you the number of times I've seen repeat people come in through the doors because they're working. Oh, yeah. They're in like seven or eight bands.
Right, right.
You know, and I was like, wait a minute. You were here. Like, I had a keyboard player come in on a Tuesday, and then the next Monday night he was back in a different band. And I was like, wait a minute. Weren't you just here? What the hell is going on?
Really,
and they
funny.
Just play like a ton of gigs all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys want to play a song?
Sure.
Okay. Whatever you need to do, we can bring that up for you. If you want to lift that,
alone.
So, well, tell us about while I'm helping her fix this up.
Okay, sure.
James, tell us what we're going to hear.
Sure. So this song is called Salty Sun. It's not on the Shadow of the Marigold, but it is a song that's we're working on and hopefully will be on a future project.
Okay.
And it's got some of Carla's famous visionary lyrics.
Okay. All right. You let me know when you guys are ready. And so this is White Wolf Sonic Princess. And they're playing this Saturday night at Uncommon Ground, whenever you're ready.
Searching for sweet diamond blue. Dance familiar older wreckage upon frail marble clues. Matchless, timeless, they are strung out of bandoneers. Matchless, timeless, their masks shimmer in the clear night air. Steady the wheel, selfless rider. Those phantoms won't need your remedy. Ears to a caged hawk, tunnel to the grave. Blue eyelashes brush blue flesh and wake dew drops from a sleepy haze. Blue eyelashes sweep soft flesh, untangled madness sparks their play. And Matilda has shined her shoes. The crystal blue eyes break the dark walls of obscure, obscene truths. So you can rise and fall, my little darling, with the prizes you have won. Adorn yourself with the golden gifts of lonely, salty sun. So you can rise and fall, my little darling, with the prizes you have won. Adorn yourself with the golden gifts of lonely, salty sun. To the mysterious brine, chasing everlasting diamond blue. Pictures painted on interior walls, engrave a sonnet on my soul. Sinners keep time on shaky streets, their footprints fading slow. Sinners keep time on shaky streets, their footprints fading slow. So you can rise and fall, my little darling, with the pride. Lonely, salty sun. So you can rise and fall, my little darling.
Very good. Really good. All right. Very, very cool, you guys. Let's take a break. That's it's White Wolf, Sonic Princess. They are playing on Saturday night at Uncommon Ground. More with them coming up on WGN. Once again, music from White Wolf, Sonic Princess, and it's The Shadow of the Marigold is the name of the CD, and the band is going to be performing at Uncommon Ground, the one in Edgewater on Devon, this Saturday night. Tickets are available online, and you can go to whitewolfsonicprincess.com or our Facebook page where we have everything linked up. And we welcome back Carla James and Doug. Welcome back. That was a really nice performance, guys.
Thanks so much.
Really, really great. Let me talk a little bit about the musicians that you're going to be playing with. Are you guys going to have a full band on Saturday?
We will. So okay. We have a great rhythm section. So we have bass, drums. Doug will be playing regular bass, which is electric bass, right? Right. I say the regular bass all the time,
right,
too.
I know. I know.
So what bass do you need?
Yeah. Are you going to play the regular bass?
Right. I said the same thing 10 minutes ago. I know.
And we have a conga player, too.
Randy Farr.
So we have a really great rhythm section.
And Uncommon Ground is a great place.
We love the room. It's nice, warm room. The sound's great. It's great for the audience because they have, good food.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, we look forward to that. I always have two standard questions that I ask musicians when they come in. So I'll get to them right now so we can hear another song before you guys go. Sure. Carla, what was the first album you ever bought?
Bobby Sherman. It was a Bobby Sherman album.
Of course it was. We are showing our age this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of refreshing to hear that because a lot of the times I have younger musicians who come in and go, Green Day, Dookie. And I go, oh, okay, I'm 30 years older than you. Okay, what about you, Jim?
Everybody knows this is Nowhere, Neil Young.
Neil Young.
And Crazy Horse.
He's one of the greatest. Oh, he's just the best. All right, and Doug, what about you?
The Yes album.
Oh, we were talking about Yes off the air, man. All right. First concert.
It was Alyota James and Alyota Haynes and Jeremiah,
I guess. Yes.
And I won tickets. I was 13 or something. My sister went with us. I was like, who
is this?
What was the one hit?
They had one hit, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Okay.
Allman Brothers at Auditorium. Dwayne Allman was still alive.
Oh, man.
And Barry Oakley, too.
My first show was at the Auditorium, too. I'll tell you about it in a second. And Doug, what about you?
Rush Moving Pictures.
I had my leg vomited on at that show.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. The Moving Pictures tour, was here. You were probably in Washington.
Yes.
But it was at Rosemont Horizon, as it was called then. Guy vomited on my leg. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Offered to buy me beer, and I was 16. I was like, I'm a little too young for beer right now. My first album was Black Sabbath Paranoid.
Excellent.
My first concert was Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Headlining with Bad Company opening, and nobody knew who Bad Company was.
Wow.
So
that's
there you
cool.
go. Yeah. And it's nice to get recognition from people around my age. Oh, yeah, Black Oak, Arkansas. I remember those guys.
I heard you on another show say that you saw Aerosmith when they were good.
Yes, I did.
And I saw Aerosmith. They opened on a three-band bill. They were the opener. Nobody knew who they were. The second act was the New York Dolls, and the third act was Mott the Hoople.
Okay, we're done talking, because I'm turning green right now with envy. Okay, what song are we going to hear?
This is They Don't Really Know.
They Don't Really Know. You guys all ready to go?
We are.
Okay, here we go. This is White Wolf, Sonic Princess. Here we go.
Tell me you're not coming back.
darkest night, there's a light that shines so bright. Cuts through the deepest black. They tell me you're not coming back.
Very good. You guys are good. That's really great stuff. Really, really great stuff. And a delight having you guys on, really.
Thank
it's
you.
Really, really a lot of fun to hear your stories.
Thanks.
And to hear your music. And Uncommon Ground in Edgewater this Saturday, June 11th, WhiteWolfSonicPrincess.com. And we have a link on our Facebook page. So nice having you guys in.
Thanks so much.
Have
Thanks
a great
so
morning, okay?
Thank you.
We'll take
Me
a break.
Too.
We got the
Appreciate
news coming
it.
Up next.